to On the Road with Music Express. I'm student reporter Samara Catton. We are here in Milwaukee, Wisconsin, backstage at the Marcus Center for the Performing Arts with world-famous cellist Yo-Yo Ma. Mr. Ma is performing as a soloist with the Milwaukee Symphony Orchestra tomorrow night. Mr. Ma, we're so glad that you could take some time out of your busy rehearsal schedule this week to talk with us. When did you start to play the cello?
I was 4 years old when I started, but before I started the cello, I also played violin. And what's strange is, I don't quite remember this, but I was told I played the violin terribly. And I made awful, screechy sounds on it. And then I wanted to play, as many kids do at that age, the biggest thing possible, and that was the double bass. And that also was not possible because it was too big. So the cello was the next to the largest instrument that I played. And luckily, I was probably good enough at it that I kept at it and kept improving.
You studied at Juilliard and then graduated from Harvard. What made you continue on to Harvard?
Well, Juilliard is a music school. And actually, it also teaches dance and theater, but you have to apply for one thing in particular. And it was a great place to learn how to play an instrument. Mm-hmm. But when I was a teenager, I thought, you know, the world is a pretty big place. And at 15, I knew how to kind of play the cello, but I knew that I wanted to figure out more things about the world. And most of all, I think I was interested in people. And so going to college gave me a chance to be with people my own age and who were doing very different things. Anything that seemed interesting to me, I would actually go study it.
Great.
And this is different from certain grades in school where, you know, you have to take certain courses.
Right.
And it was just so free to be able to go to college and say, well, I might want to learn about the sky and I'll take this course in astronomy. Or and if I wanted to learn about people really far away, and there would be a course on this. And so that was really neat. And what was even neater was after I graduated from college, I realized that so many of the things that I was doing in music had a lot to do with the things that I studied that was not about music, but in the end, it is also about music.
Interesting. Were you in any music performing groups in school or church, or were you strictly a solo performer?
Well, I think I grew up playing a lot of music with my sister, who played piano and violin. So, and my mother was a singer, and my father also was a violinist, but he also composed. So there was a lot of music in the family. There was also a children's orchestra in my family that my father conducted. So that was a lot of musical, social events were held around that orchestra. Mm-hmm. And I think when I was maybe 12, I started going to this Saturday program at the Juilliard School, where I spent the day, you know, playing with, again, with people my own age and orchestra and chamber music groups and small groups, larger groups. And I think that probably was one of the things that kept me really interested in music. And that was, you know, being able to talk to people my own age who were really interested in something that I wasn't yet quite interested in. And their interest kind of led me in certain directions.
Wow. What was school like for you? Was there lots of practicing? Did you enjoy that?
School didn't have much music attached to it, so school was a lot of different things. And since I was born in France, I spoke French the easy way, and I spoke Chinese the easy way too, because my parents spoke Chinese at home, and went to a number of different schools. Some I liked better than others, but my favorite thing about school were the teachers that kind of had a sense of who I was. And maybe they knew me better than I even knew myself. I had an English teacher in eighth grade who really had me pegged. And to this day, Miss Davids is a special lady. And I think hopefully all of us will have someone that's really special as a teacher somewhere along the line where you just feel like they have confidence in you and yet they know more then you know and you think you can actually get somewhere because of that confidence that they put in you.
Did you ever get nervous performing with major symphony orchestras at such a young age?
Well, the first orchestra I played with was a doctor's orchestra. Now imagine, we all go to doctors and you see them in white coats or ties or whatever, but they look pretty formal. But the idea that doctors had a very interesting life outside of their profession was kind of interesting to me. And to have an orchestra full of physicians, of doctors that you see, and playing really well was astounding to me.
Wow.
And I wasn't so much nervous, but it was such a really emotional experience. You know, you spend a lot of time practicing to get a piece sounding right. And then you get to the point of performing. And as a 12-year-old, you have lots of things going on in your head. And to be able to focus all of what's going on in sort of a 20-minute piece and think about it for weeks or even months. And then afterwards, it was disastrous to feel like, my gosh, it's over.
Oh.
And it was such an incredible sort of emotional seesaw. But I got over it, and probably part of me said, but that was really exciting.
Yeah.
Maybe I'd like to do it again. And so I think that was my first sort of orchestra experience.
You've played with virtually all the major symphonies of the world, for numerous presidents and celebrities, and for several movie scores. Does any one performance stand out in your memory?
Well, I'm pretty old. I'm 52 years old, and that's hard to imagine even for my children, then they think I'm really, really old. So of the many years that I've been playing and performing, there are a couple of things that I'm really proud of. And the three things I am most proud of to have done are not necessarily concerts in a concert hall, but there are three children's television shows that I've been on. Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood, Sesame Street, and Arthur. And what's so neat about, playing with Elmo, I just want people who know Elmo, that I actually met Elmo before he became the superstar. And
I helped
him during a very difficult moment when he was playing the violin and he was playing a number of notes, a scale that went up, up, and up. And he got into a little trouble with the seventh note. And I helped him through that problem. And I think so. I feel kind of responsible for the fame that and attention that he got. Now, of course, he probably won't talk to me. But I met the Honkers and Dingers and Big Bird. And, and there are kids that come up to me who have seen me on the Arthur episode and thinking, where are my ears? Because, on Arthur, I had rather large ears. And so sometimes it's disappointing when kids meet me, but sometimes they actually like meeting me because they get to hear some of the music that they started hearing on their television shows.
Right. Do you have any final thoughts for us?
Sure. What I'd like to say is all of us are trying to get certain notes so that they sound like the right note that we see on a page or that we hear and we're trying to replicate it or repeat it. What I think is amazing is that if you hear something in your head, in your inner ear, and when you play that instrument, whatever instrument it is, whether it's a plucked instrument, whether it's a percussion instrument or a bowed instrument, and you try and approximate it on that instrument, you're actually reaching towards that sound that you hear in your head, which means that it may be a sound that someone else can write down, but it's actually an incredibly personal sound. It's your sound. If you make it and it matches to what you hear, it's actually a very, very personal thing. It's a way of reaching deep inside yourself and producing something that is incredibly important to you. And if you make that connection, that's something that becomes a friend to you for life.
Wow. Yo-Yo Ma, thank you so much for talking with our listeners this afternoon. You've reached many aspiring musicians today, and perhaps a few budding cellists that are motivated by your work and your words. Music Express Magazine and its readers thank you for sharing your talents with the world and for your dedicated passion for music. For On the Road with Music Express, I'm Samara Catton.